Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. I come from the future today, guys. I come from the future of your healed self. My sense is a lot of us are letting go of things, healing things, shifting things. It's that Scorpio kind of depth energy. And sometimes it's hard and we might not know how to do that or where we're going or what's the point of it, but it's happening, gently or not gently, it is happening. And I was really getting messages from your healed self. So it's like the version of you that has let this go, that has shifted this thing. So for this episode, I'd love for you to bring forward something that you know you're healing. Maybe it is a physical ailment. Maybe it is your mindset. Maybe it's like an identity, right? Like I'm healing myself from like being the victim to being the hero, whatever it may be. But bring that forward because you're really going to get the most out of this episode by understanding where you are and where you're going. So today's episode is the energy of the healed self, or the energy of your healed self, honestly. All right, we got five messages and let's get into it. Message number one, your healed self has this energy of being proud of you. Like she does such a good job of being in the present moment and knowing that, like, you know, sure, maybe she doesn't have everything that she wants in this moment, but she's proud of how far you've come. So I think that is a very simple energy that we can bring in today, right? Like, wow, I'm better today than I was yesterday. I took my supplements yesterday, so I'm on a two-day streak of taking my supplements or whatever it may be, and I am proud of myself. So the healed self is not hard on itself or not like, hardcore, you know, like it's not this push masculine, like make it happen, whatever. Like if anything, she is cheerleader vibe. She's much more chill and she's just applauding the whole way through. So there's this feeling of being proud of you. I'm proud of you. And we don't have to wait to be completely healed to be there. We can find moments today to be proud of what we have done just for a few days or like what we've done today. So it's this applaud kind of, you know, you're running the marathon and that friend that's on the sideline, like clapping for you and giving you water, that is her vibe. Message number two, this woman made me laugh. Your healed self lets other people be who they are and she's not afraid of catching their disease. So I'm thinking about, like, you know, I'm going home actually today to Florida to be with my family for Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's been like such a journey. Benny was asking me, he's like, are you nervous? Are you okay? I'm like, no, please. Like, I have done so much work. Like, I love my parents. I love my family. It's going to be just fine. But of course, when I go there, there's still going to be a big gap between like where I am, who I've become, like, you know, the way that I see myself versus like where I come from. Like, I'm going to see the funny little things that I used to have, right? Like, whether it's a type of anxiety or it's a worry or like, you know, a judgmental version of me, because obviously like that is like almost like a disease that runs in my family that's probably been running for many generations, as I'm sure you guys have like your own diseases, quote unquote, right? Like within the family. And I think there's been a time, of course, that I might go into that and be afraid that I might catch it, right? Which, to be honest, sometimes it does happen to me. Like when I go to Miami, there's like a vibe there and everybody's like sick with a certain disease that I used to have. And I have to like be very, very careful to not, you know, catch myself like in that stream and like get into that. So it does happen. But I think that the healed self has stronger boundaries where she doesn't have to keep like defending herself. Like, you know, she can enjoy, like just sit back, be in that living room, see the disease happen, but also know she's not going to catch it. Where I think when you're healing, there's like stages. There's the stage that like you can't be around it because you do not have the boundaries for it. And then there's like stage two where like you've developed the boundaries, but you have to defend the boundaries. You have to be like on, you know, on guard, you know, like be like, okay, yeah, I can be around my family, but I got to be like on guard with these boundaries. And then like phase three is it's embodied, right? Like your energy just holds the boundaries. Like nobody's going to mess with you anymore. You're not afraid of like catching the disease. And that is why like the healed self shows itself that way. Like she's chill. She can sit back and she's like, yeah, no, I know I'm not going to catch this thing, right? Like I don't need to put a mask on and like cover my, put on gloves or like whatever, put a hoodie on because I'm afraid of catching their cold. Like she knows that her immune system is strong because her immune system is the energetic boundaries that she has already embodied and that has already integrated into her. So seeing if like that, and if you are going home for the holidays, this is like a great exercise, but seeing like if you can go there. And I know that like maybe if you're asking about like, oh, well, I'm healing my body. Like, what does that have to do with anything? This honestly feels like the body needs peace and like a calm nervous system in order to heal itself. So there are these things out in your life that are, you know, making you feel on guard and making you feel like you need to protect and like defend. And then that lowers the immune system that like needs some help in order to like, you know, start doing what it needs to do, or like the healing process within your body and within your physical body. So it is still for you as well, even if you're dealing with something physical, because it's this idea that like the body and the nervous system is relaxed enough so that the body can go and do its healing work, right? It could do its thing. So yeah, I really love this one. It made me laugh because it's so true. It's like this feeling of like, oh my God, I'm going to catch like that disease of being judgmental or being stressed out or, you know, being like super obsessed with money or whatever. Like I'm afraid of catching that because I've worked so hard to not have that anymore. And I'm afraid that like when I go out into the wild and leave my mountain, that that's going to happen, you know? So it's this idea that like, we're not even afraid of catching it anymore. Like that's her vibe. And I love her for that. I wanted to share two quick announcements. Number one, this week and next week, we are doing 50% off all of our courses. So please enjoy 50% off in the name of Black Friday. We never do sales. So I just love to do this once a year. You can type in Black Friday at checkout and you'll get your discount. So enjoy like Everyday Intuition, Soul Seeker, what else is there that I love? How to Get a Consistent Flow of Clients, that's a really good one. We just did The Messenger Within, which was a great one as well, and all of them are 50% off, so go enjoy. Number two, we have a new series in Clarity app called Money Mindset for Creatives. So, you know, obviously everybody needs money mindset and a good one that's going to kind of help you out. But I think for a creative who wants to make money doing what they love and sharing their creativity and sharing their expression, sometimes it has to be a little bit different. Like we don't think the way that the system actually works. We have to think outside of the system. So I wanted to introduce this series of how you can think differently and align your mind in a way that's actually going to support you being a creative and also making money. So check that out in Clarity app. All the links for these two things are below. Please enjoy. Sending you much love always. Message number three. She allows others to do things for her. So, and I feel like you are letting people do things for you, but I feel like you might hover, you know, like, oh yeah, I let that person open the door for me, or I let my mom cook Thanksgiving dinner and I'm not going to, but still feeling like guilty about it. Like I'm almost picturing I'm at my mom's house and like my mom and my sister-in-law are taking care of Thanksgiving because I have two young kids. Like I have, you know, two toddlers and like I can't help that much. But instead of just like relaxing in, yeah, this is where I'm at, and there's people that are happy to help, like really like relaxing in that and truly allowing it, because they can still be doing it, but we may not allow the help. It, allowing is a vibe, you know, it's really a state of being. It's a state of full relaxation in the present moment and just allowing the love and the help that is around me to like actually exist and not feel bad about it. So it's very subtle, but she has that down. Like the healed self like has that down, like that she is not only letting people, you know, because I can let my husband help me, but I might not allow my husband to help me. Get what I mean? So like, yes, we're letting people do things for us, open doors, take on a project, you know, help us in work, whatever, wherever it may be. But I'm actually like allowing it, which is this state of gratitude and just being like, I'm so grateful that, you know, that this is the season I'm in and I can't do this thing or I don't want to do this thing. And there's somebody else that's like happy to do it. And I 100% receive it. That doesn't that feel different? Like just like play that game for a second. Like just allow yourself to fully receive the help. And see, I like my body is like tingling. Like let your body feel that. That's very different. And that nervous system is actually like the healed you. It's the healed version of you. And it's what changes whatever it is that you're working on. You know, like it comes from that place. So it feels like it's, I let people help me. I allow people to help me. And I'm grateful that people help me. So it's when you get to that bottom step, but it's layered by letting, allowing, and then being grateful. That's the true healed self. Message number four, she is well nourished and she is not running on empty. I was just thinking when I was in London, I just like really took advantage and I just lived off of like caffeine and carbs. Like I was like, give me all the pastries, all the things. Somehow I think Americans think that like when they go to Europe, the carbs or like the breads and the pastries, like it just doesn't count, you know? It's like calories or I don't even know if it's calories, but like carbs don't count on vacation. That's definitely me. I was like espresso and pastry. That's kind of like all I wanted on the trip. We don't want to run that way. That is not the healed self. Fine if that's like vacay self, but it's not the healed self. This healed self felt to me that she was very well nourished. She felt very hydrated, number one, which I bet that was like a sign for me. I am somehow always dehydrated. And she felt very hydrated to me. Like even her skin was like very plump is the way that I was like feeling her and sensing her. And then she's well nourished. So it's not about eating these supplements or whatever because this is what I think it means to be healthy. But it's like, oh no, like I ate this like good protein and I ate like these good veggies. Yeah, I have the cookies and I have the sugars and I do all those things. But those things are not replacing like a well-nourished meal, right? Like, because sometimes like really like when there was a point in London, I was like, I'm just like, just, you know, caffeine and pastry, like replacing a well-nourished meal for that. I can add that on to a well-nourished meal, but that's probably like not what I want to run on. You know what I mean? So she's running on like true nourishment. And it felt like it was beyond food for sure. Like it's nourishment of what I'm listening to, what I'm giving my body, who I'm hanging out with, like, you know, what I'm watching. Like I am nourishing myself well first, and then I can do the other things of like maybe staying up late night one night or, you know, having, like I said, like the coffee and pastry, like vibes or whatever, but after being well nourished. And whatever nourish means to you, as I say that word, what does it mean for you to be well nourished? That's your thing. Like that's what you need to be thinking about, right? Well nourished for me right now is like really feeling like a balanced meal in my mind. But I think well-nourished can mean many things. So I want you to use your intuition on that one. Message number five. This one was funny to me because kind of just felt like out of left field. But the healed self, the healed you, has a new relationship to money. And this whole relationship to money is built on, it almost seems like right now, the unhealed self has a relationship to money where she is a bad girl. Like where she is not enough, where she, it's something about girlhood. Like it's very like a young version of yourself. Maybe it's the first time you learned about money. Maybe it was teenager. Maybe it was like piggy bank, you know, days of like being 8 years old. But there's something about the unhealed self that has like this relationship with money where it's about earning or proving or being worthy. Where like I see the healed self having this new relationship with money. It's one of like the main things that heals her is seeing herself not as a bad girl. Like and seeing that money has, because money represents receiving, you know? It represents receiving resources. It represents receiving safety and security, abundance, all these kind of things. And it almost seems like the unhealed self is feeling like it needs to be earned or I need to be a better person or I need to be more perfect or I need to do more things. So it's like this overdrive, which again, feel that overdrive in the nervous system that doesn't let the body relax enough to do its natural things of healing and you know, the whole process. So there's like this overdrive and it's directly related to money because we all have to think about money, you know, like at this stage in our lives and, you know, whatever, like it's just there. So we have to think about it. It's like a big, it's, it seems like it's a very important relationship to the healed self. So then when I look at the healed self, she is understanding that money just flows and that it's not really judging you on whether you're good or bad. You can actually be like a really horrible person and the money can still come. But it's this allowing of money. This, it's like she doesn't have any judgments. Like I see almost like the flow of money coming to her, and then the unhealed self would have like a bunch of judgments that closes the flow, where she's like, yeah, no, like I don't think I'm horrible for taking this amount of money for this amount, for like this little work. Like, yeah, like I don't think I need to work that hard to like be secure. Like, yeah, no, I don't think I have to do some kind of work that I don't actually really love in order. Like, she doesn't think that way. And she doesn't have any hangs ups about that. So wherever she decides to be, like whatever offering she decides to give the world, the money flows through there. Like, she knows that money can flow through any arena. So why not do it in a way that I love? So it's really about like, or a way that works for me, you know, like I think about, sorry guys, I know I use myself as examples a lot, but it's like, obviously it's my life. So it's the best thing I can do. But I think about like, when I do readings, when I first started, I needed to set it up in a way that worked for me, or even like my current business. Like, you know, I'll teach soul reading method on a Tuesday at 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, Eastern Standard Time. Obviously that doesn't work for everybody. Like, some people would love for it to be at 7 p.m. at night. My Australians would love for it to be, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, my time for them, right? Like, it's not going to work for everybody. And I can get into this weird place of thinking like, oh my gosh, if I don't like appease everybody, then like my business is not going to work. Instead of being like, no, like, my offer is enough. Like, the, you know, the portal is enough. Like, the container is enough. I'm going to do it at 12 o'clock. Like, me being healthy and nourished and happy with how I run my business, like that helps everybody else. And I feel like I'm still going to be abundant, even if I do what's best for me. So the healed self, like, she understands that. She has this new understanding of money. I really want to do like a money series on Clarity App. I've had a lot on my plate lately, so I haven't been able to film it, but like I really, really plan, and I'm hoping that we can like launch the new year with something like that. And I'd love to invite you guys in, because it just seems like it's part of all of it. Like, it's all connected. And the healed self, I'm sure she's healing other things. Like, I'm sure you're maybe healing body stuff, maybe codependency, like all sorts of stuff. But what's funny is that money is one of the things that's reflecting the unhealed self. So if money comes up for you and you're thinking about it or wondering about it, try not to worry about it. Try to heal it. You know, try to see that like you are having a relationship with money. And relationship means me, myself, I see myself like this in the relationship. And then I see the other person have a certain power. So think about my relationship with my child or my relationship with my mother. So I know money's not a person, but you might as well make money a person in this situation, because it's like you are acting one way in that relationship to make that relationship work. And then you're thinking that money is acting a certain way in order to stay in relationship with you. And it's like you are becoming something that you're not in order to keep money here with you, because you're so afraid of money leaving. So you're showing up in a relationship inauthentically, right? So it's like, how can I be comfortable, be honest, be authentic in this relationship with money and know that money will still stay when I am myself? So that's the healing and the transformation in money that the healed self really understands. Okay, friends, that's what I have for you today. I hope it nourished you, and I am so excited for your journey to your healed self. I see it. She was very clear. She felt very close to me, like she didn't seem very far. I am full of goosebumps. I am cheering you on. You're doing a great job. It's going to work. And just allow yourself to just be cozy and sit into these messages that she was giving you so that you can meet her sooner than later. I will see you in the next episode. We will be taking a break this Thursday, but I will see you next week. I am sending you much love, and I love you much. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.